Hello, Joe.
Hello, Tim.
Great to have you here, buddy.
Hey, I'm refinishing oak floors in an old house.
Okay.
And I got the old, pet stains that were underneath
the carpet or whatever.
The wall-to-wall carpet.
Yes.
And, I don't know. Nobody seems to have a good answer to pull that dark color, that darkened stain out.
Yeah, because the urine, creates like is acidic, and it reacts with the extractives in the wood, like the uh-huh. wood has its own colors in it. I'll tell you where there's some good information about that, some step-by-step info. Do you have access to the internet?
Yeah.
There are two associations out there that deal with hardwood. One of the websites is hardwood.org, O-R-G.
Uh-huh.
And the other website, I don't know what it is, but if you Google it, what I would do is I'd go to Google and just type in Hardwood Flooring Association.
Okay.
And you should, what it is, the one is the Wood Flooring Manufacturing Association. So that's Wood, WFMA. And it might even be that website, like WFMA.org.
Okay.
For Wood Flooring Manufacturers Association. But I know that then there's just another one that's like a hardwood association, hardwood, and that one kind of covers more than the flooring. For example, like the use of hardwoods to build furniture and, just about anything else you'd use hardwoods for other than flooring.
Uh-huh.
But they also kind of talk about flooring. So I know for a fact that I think at that hardwood.org and those other ones, I have seen some incredible step-by-step information to try to take you along the process of trying to get those stains out.
Yeah.
It's not always successful. That's the problem. It just depends on a lot of things. So, and sometimes the best thing to do, believe it or not, and this is not as hard as you might think if you get a good company to do it, if let's say that there's only two or three strips of the flooring that are involved, or four.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, but you can't. A good hardwood flooring company can replace those strips of wood in about. Let's just say that there were three or four normal strips of wood that were involved. Okay.
All
right. Right in the middle of the floor. I know you're not going to believe this. A good installer can take those stained pieces of wood out and install new pieces of wood in about 20 minutes. I mean, it's not that hard to do.
Yeah, I'd be willing to try that myself. I think I've even done it before.
Yeah, so that's the other option. And a lot of people get stumped by that. They just kind of think, well, gosh, I'm going to have to live with the stain. I've tried to get it out, and now I'm stuck. No, you're not stuck. You can put in new pieces of hardwood. And, of course, the way to do that, the magic is you have to take a circular saw, set the depth to the thickness of the flooring, and you actually cut right down the center of a strip of flooring. You have to actually cut the center of the wood out.
I got you.
And then what happens if you take a pry bar, then that allows you to pull in, that tongue part. See what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then when you go to install the flooring, you're installing it, you start where the grooves are and you put that in first, and then you just have to cut off the bottom of the groove of the last piece so that it just lays down,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't interlock with that last tongue. The top of it interlocks, but not the bottom. And then you have to face nail that last piece. But, you can face nail it, fill those little holes up with putty. And I mean, it would take a trained expert to find that you did that patch.
Yeah.
Usually the biggest challenge is to find pieces of flooring that match what you're taking out with a grain, so the grain's right. And that's usually not that hard to do.
Mm.
Because you don't want to put it, like if you've got a floor, for example, that's like number one, that's select, that there's no knots. And it's even better. Let's say it was all quarter sawn, like a beautiful quarter sawn floor.
Yeah.
You would not want to replace it with three or four pieces of flat grained oak flooring. I mean, it would just stand out like a beacon. It would look horrible. And you can still get quarter sawn pieces of oak, you know, so that's not, it's just a matter of picking through and finding the pieces you need.
Okay.
So you might be able to get it out without removing the floor, but if not, you're going to just have to replace.
How about staining the whole thing? I thought it's like a square pattern in the whole room. I thought about even staining the center part and, you know, like have two different colors even in the thing.
Well, you could do that. I mean, the problem is that the darker colored wood, you know, where the stain is, it still may stand out even after you stain the rest of the flooring.
Because I'm staining that, too.
Yeah, you're staining that, too. Or, I mean, if you happen to like the color of that stained part of the floor, you know, you can blend the stains, you know, so that the stain just starts right around that. But that takes magic. I mean, you have to be, you almost have to be wearing a bone necklace to get that right. So I just, personally... I mean, I would try to get the stain out with the methods they talk about. If it doesn't work, then just either if you can't do it yourself, hire a pro to come in, do it. And, you know, like Schumacher Flooring comes to mind. You know, they're over in Newport, Kentucky. They know exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of companies that know exactly how to do this. It's not that hard. I mean, it's really pretty simple.